Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming to our session today on understanding and selling Office 365 to SMB customers. My name is Alan Filish, and I work on the Office marketing team focused on partner sales enablement. In July, we announced a redesign of our plan lineup for SMBs in response to your and customer feedback. Today's presentation is going to help you understand what is included in these new plans, including why we think they will enable you to deliver more valuable and customized solutions to your customers. Then we will cover how to pitch Office 365, identify the right plan for your customers, and ultimately to close more deals. Let's get started. Before we talk about the changes we've made to our plans, let's take a quick look back at our current lineup and talk about how we got here. For those of you who can remember back, we launched Office 365 in June of 2011 with four enterprise plans and one small business plan. We expanded with additional standalone plans shortly thereafter. Then we brought small business premium and mid-sized business offers to market and simultaneously launched in the open channel in March of 2013. We also delivered Office 365 Pro Plus and then added additional other solutions like Project, Visio, and Power BI to our portfolio over the past year. These plan structure changes are all in addition to the many product updates we've made from Office on iPad to more email storage, adding Yammer and OneDrive for Business. This evolution has been driven by your feedback as well as that of our customers and about constantly making the Office 365 experience even better. So we updated these plans based on the feedback we got from both you and from our customers. So I'm not going to talk through all eight of these, but I want to point out a couple core ones for you. The first one I'll point out is in the bottom left here. Choosing the right plan needs to be easier. Our customers gave us this feedback. We wanted to simplify the process for customers to choose an Office 365 plan. From your feedback, we've heard several things. First, that selling and upselling are unnecessarily complex and need to be simplified. The fact that you couldn't mix and match SKUs, that moving between SKUs was hard, the fact that add-ons could only be added to certain enterprise plans, all made your jobs more difficult. Further, we heard that there was insufficient differentiation between our small business, premium, and mid-sized business plans. So we really wanted to help you simplify the explanation of the differences between those plans. Thirdly, we wanted to provide more simple on-ramps to the cloud to get customers started with Office 365. Today, Office 365 is sold in SMB as suites. So you have the small business premium suite and the mid-sized business suite. Here we wanted to provide solutions that were simple, bite-sized pieces for customers to get started, where then they could move into those suites once they became more comfortable with the service. And lastly, we heard the feedback that Office 365 Pro Plus is not competitively priced for smaller businesses. So again, similar to the previous point, Office 365 Pro Plus was just those Office applications. Many customers wanted to get started with just Office, that always up-to-date version of Office. But the Pro Plus suite, which we sold to enterprises, was much more expensive. So we took all this feedback into account as we started thinking about the new plans we would build for Office 365. So without further ado, let's take a look at these new plans. The first new plan we're announcing is called Office 365 Business. Office 365 Business includes the Office applications, Word, PowerPoint, Excel, OneNote, and Outlook, and Publisher, plus OneDrive storage, so 1 terabyte of OneDrive storage. So again, this product is gonna be great for customers who want just the Office applications. And we really think about this plan as a way to move customers off our on-premises solutions. So those of you who may be familiar with Office 365 Pro Plus, as I just brought up on the previous slide, you can think about this as an SMB version of Office 365 Pro Plus. The second plan is called Business Essentials, and this is an evolution of our small business plan. So Business Essentials provides the core cloud services that customers would want with Office 365. So this means email, it means online meetings, it means websites and team sites with SharePoint, things like Yammer, as well as additional online services. So again, you can think about business being those Office apps and Essentials, Business Essentials being everything else. And we feel this is really competitively priced at $5 per user per month. if you remember, the previous small business offer was actually capped at 25 users. So this provides this plan to a larger number of customers, obviously with now the new cap of 300 users for Business Essentials. And so you can see that here along the bottom. All these plans have a 300 seat cap, so we've also removed a lot of the limitations where before we had multiple different seat caps you had to remember. So again, just really simplifying that process. So the last new plan is called Business Premium. This is the new hero offer in SMB and is an evolution and a combination of both the small business premium and mid-sized business plans. So it comes in at the $1,250 price per user per month. That's the former small business premium's price point, but includes the majority of the features from mid-sized business. So again, if you look at this SKU structure, you can see business is office, business essentials is those cloud services, and business premium is both. So offices, services, both. We really think that really simplifies and clarifies the distinction between the multiple different plans that we have, again, per that feedback point above. So again, all these plans have that 300 seat cap, 99.9% financial back guarantee, support the same way we've done before. And then one other key point to point out is these all support Active Directory integration, which is actually something that many partners told us was a reason they didn't sell some of our small business plans, not because every customer needed it, but because many would. And so we're really happy and excited to support that. So this is another way of viewing the same thing I just showed, but in a chart form. So you can see there, again, business is a suite that supports and provides all the Office applications. So it's Office on your desktop, it's Office on your smartphone and tablet, it's Office Online, and that one terabyte of cloud storage to tie it all together. So storage, again, it's great to have that there because when you have Office on all your devices, you need your files to sync across them, and so Office 365 Business provides that. Business Essentials at $5 provides all those services. So you can see from Office Online to OneDrive down through Yammer. And again, Business Premium is the combination of the two. So we think a really clear differentiation between our two plans. So now that we've laid these plans out, you're probably wondering how these plans fit with our enterprise plans. While we classify our plans as enterprise and SMB in the past, we know many SMBs have advanced needs and work with you to deploy our enterprise plans. We also know many of you have shied away from our SMB plans due to some of the complexities we've previously discussed. The first thing I want to point out here is the fact that there are no barriers between our plans. You can now sell any combination of these plans to build customized solutions for your customers. So if they need to give an accountant, a finance team, a data scientist, some other role like that, an advanced plan, they can. They can do that and give everyone else a more cost-effective business premium plan. For those of you who sell through Open, you'll be excited to know that you can also move customers between any of these plans. You still need to do this at or close to renewal because customers have already prepaid for a year's worth of their old plan, and we don't want that to go unused, but this is a new benefit we'll be able to provide. You'll also quickly note the identical plan structure between business and enterprise. We talked about the new plans being Office, services in both, and enterprise has that same SKU structure. So you see here, business provides those Office apps. Pro Plus is a more advanced version of those Office applications. Business Essentials provides you all those core cloud services, where Enterprise E1 provides you, again, a more advanced version of those cloud services. And at the top, both of these suites include Office plus cloud services. So some of you may be wondering about all the other Office 365 services we offer in Office 365. For those of you who are not familiar, you can purchase individual services like Exchange Online, OneDrive for Business, Project, and Visio. And any of these services can now be upsold directly into either these business or enterprise plans. So whether you may be selling Exchange Online and upselling into Business Premium or Business Essentials, you can do that. So this means all of you who are asking for Exchange Online to mid-sized business transitions are now getting that capability, albeit now to Business Premium. And again, I just want to reiterate, business plans have a 300 seat cap per plan. So Business Premium has a 300 seat cap, Business Essentials has a 300 seat cap, et cetera. And the enterprise plans have no seat cap. All right, this start is a little bit of an eye chart, but I think if you went, you download these slides and take some time to look through this, this really helps clarify the differences between these business and enterprise plans. So again, we just talked through the part on the left there, but you'll see enterprise includes some additional things, primarily in the advanced services section down below. The important thing to note here first is when you think about the standard services, these are identical across both the business and enterprise plans. In the past, we had issues where Exchange, for instance, could send less email messages per day than Exchange and SMB plans could send less messages than Exchange and enterprise plans. This is no longer the case. In addition, things like SharePoint used to have less site collections or less storage, and enterprise had more. Again, these are not removed. So when you see bullets and dots for both business essentials for SharePoint and in E1, you can understand and know that those provide the same capability. And so really simplify the message in articulating these to customers. So now it's not about, hey, these are better solutions, better versions of Exchange, better versions of SharePoint, better versions of Yammer, but actually there's just some additional services you get with the enterprise plans that makes them better. And I think that's a much easier way to explain it to customers. So what you're seeing here is the enterprise plans provide some additional advanced services. For instance, things like access up in the office part, and then down in the advanced services, the ability to support hybrid deployment and support scenarios where you'd want to use Office for remote desktop services, or what we're calling shared computer activation. And as well, enterprise plans include additional services, upcoming things that we've announced but haven't quite come, like video content management. And also, our enterprise E3 plan then includes things to support compliance, like archiving, e-discovery, mailbox hold, etc., as well as information protection features like message encryption, RMS, and DLP. So why is this so great for partners? I know that was a lot to digest, so let's recap. We think these changes address key areas of feedback and enable you, our partners, to be more successful selling. Partners can now more easily lead with Office when pitching a customer on moving to the cloud. It is also easier to get customers up and running, as this plan does not require the movement of email or data. We've also simplified the sales process. One seat cap with clear differentiation between plans means explaining this to customers is much simpler. With the ability to move between plans, you can get customers started on any trial and move them to any plan. You don't need to qualify what their needs are before getting the product into their hands. We've also added additional value to our SMB plans by raising the seat caps to 300 and combining small business premium and mid-sized business into one single plan at the SMB price point. We've also added features like Yammer and Active Directory into these plans, so they're providing a lot more value to those plans. We've also provided new on-ramps for SMB. So you can now upsell standalone customers from standalone plans like Exchange Online directly into the SMB plans. We think that's a great upsell opportunity. And lastly, we've provided more upsell opportunities. Previously, limitations between switching plans are removed, removing restrictions on partners' ability to increase revenue through an upsell motion. Why is this so great for customers? There's really three things we want to talk about here. First, we provide customers new choice. They can get the Office apps plus OneDrive, 1 terabyte of OneDrive storage at a great price. Second, they're getting new value. The business premium plan can now be used by companies of up to 300 users and cost $12.50 per user per month. For a comparison, the existing small business premium plans had a 25-user limit, and mid-sized business cost $15 per user per month. Business Essentials also matches small business on price at $5 per user per month, but offers a higher 300-user limit. Both plans also include often requested features and capabilities like Yammer and Active Directory support. And thirdly, this is great for customers because it provides new flexibility. So as the customers grow and their technology needs change, you can move their company or just specific users to an enterprise plan, or even add solutions like Project, Visio, Dynamic CRM Online, and more. So now that you understand what our new plans are and the changes we've made to our plan structure, what does this mean for our pitch? Many of you have seen this slide in the past, where we talk about what is Office 365. This slide answers that question. Office 365 provides Office plus a bunch of additional online services like email, online meetings, enterprise social, sites and collaboration, and more. But this is really the what story. This is what it is. When you're talking about the why story, why is Office 365 great for your business? We like to frame it up in this light. The first thing we like to talk about is how Office 365 can help a business be more productive from anywhere. So this is where we talk about basically the capability to have Office on all your devices, have Office on your desktop, have Office on your tablets, on your smartphones, as well as the ability to have files be wherever you are, as well as the ability to join link meetings when you're on the go. So really, no matter where you are, you can be productive, even if you're offline. And that's a big competitive differentiator for us. The second main pillar we talk about when pitching Office 365 to a business is the ability for Office 365 to help their company work better together. So this includes tools like our co-authoring with an Office document. So you can work on multiple documents at the same time with your colleagues. You can track changes, add comments, see others' edits in real time as they happen. You can also join meetings in co-author documents in that way and have face-to-face meetings even when you may not be in the same location. Thirdly, we'd like to talk about Office 365 protecting what matters. So this is really around security, as you can see. So with Office 365, your files and documents will be backed up. Your email will always be running with the 99.9% financially backed guarantee. We've encrypted your data so you know it can be safe. And really, you can be comfortable and happy knowing that updates will continue to flow into your product without giving the customer any downtime or data loss. And lastly, Office 365 helps our customers build for tomorrow. So when you think about the paying in the old days, paying for a perpetual license of Office versus now paying for a product that you pay a subscription for but is always updating over time, that's what Office 365 can provide. So that means the investment companies are making in Office 365 pays off by the additional technology, the additional capability that we provide into the service, which allows those businesses to continue to grow, continue to build, continue to reduce costs comparative to traditional on-premises infrastructure. And of course, this really helps make sure that those businesses stay competitive. All right, so now that we've talked about what are the new plans and the pitch of how to pitch Office 365 to a customer, how do we make sure once we tell that pitch and the customer says, hey, this is great for me, I love this, which plan should I buy? There's lots of different plans. So let's talk a little bit about pitching the right plan. To me, this slide really helps simplify the Office 365 plan lineup down. We know from our conversations with you, the key things that customers are looking for to buy when they come to you are often two things. First, a newer version of Office, or secondly, email in the cloud. Increasingly, we are seeing customers ask and seek out cloud storage and file sharing services as well. So just keep that in mind. The key understanding here is what are the differences between core and advanced needs. We talked about the key ones in the full plan lineup slide a few moments ago. But now I want to go through three examples which I think can help further clarify the differences. So here a customer comes in and asks for Office. You can sell them business. If they have some of those advanced needs, we talked about shared computer activation or access, you can then sell them Pro Plus. If they come in asking for email, Business Essentials makes a bunch of sense. It provides not only email with Exchange Online, but all the additional cloud services as well. Or if they have a need for additional cloud services, like we talked about video content management or supporting hybrid deployments, you could sell them E1. And lastly, if the customer comes to you asking, stating maybe my IT infrastructure is old, I need new services, I need to go to the cloud, then you can pitch them on the fully combined suite of either Business Premium or Enterprise E3. So let's talk through these examples a little bit more in depth. So the first example here is a customer coming in who needs Office. So in this example, the customer has 30 users, they're using an older version of Office, they, like everyone nowadays, has mobile devices, either smartphones or tablets, whether they're using those for work or for personal. And they may or may not, but may have point solutions for collaboration and storage, things like Box or Dropbox. So if this customer, if your customer looks like this, business is a great plan for them. Again, as I noted before, it includes all those desktop applications, so Word, PowerPoint, Excel, Outlook, OneNote, and Publisher, but also provides you the Office apps on tablets and smartphones with the OneDrive storage to tie it all together. Of course, once you've sold a customer on business, you then have some additional upsell opportunities. The first upsell opportunity is the Business Premium. So you could ask the customer, hey, you want a new version of Office? Great, we can do that for you. By the way, would you also like to add email, online meetings, and other cloud services? And if they are interested in that, then you have an instantly easy upsell to Business Premium. So again, this is an upsell that can happen both during the initial sales process, as well as later on down the road. For example, 6 months later, 8 months later, once they've been using Business for a while and are enjoying their time. Or you have a different upsell opportunity. Instead of moving them into a more expensive business plan, you can move them over to Office 365 Pro Plus. And essentially what you could say is, hey, I know you need Office. Do you have some of these advanced needs? In which case, we'll give you a more advanced version of the Office applications. So if they had needs for things like Access, and Enterprise, BI, support for on-premises setups, we can go ahead and provide the Office 365 Pro Plus application for them. So again, in the past, this would have been pretty difficult. If it was for an SMB customer, if they just needed Office, you would have had to then come in and sell them something like Small Business Premium or Mid-sized Business in order to meet their needs, which would have provided much more capability and really made the pitch for you to sell them that suite a little bit more difficult. So, second example, customer comes in and needs email in the cloud. So this customer in this example is about 75 users, and they're either one of two types of customers. Either they're looking to replace an aging email server, or they're just looking for a more professional email solution. The bottom one we think of usually is a business who's just getting to the point where they need a professional email. They may have used something personal before, like Gmail, Outlook.com, Yahoo, etc. It's possible that they have cloud storage needs, and they may or may not be using, again, point solutions for storage and online meetings. If this customer looks like this, we think the best pitch for them is Business Essentials. Business Essentials is $5 per user per month, gives you that 50 gigabyte inbox with Exchange Online, access from all your devices, but it provides all the additional services of OneDrive, unlimited online meetings with Link, plus SharePoint, Yammer, Active Directory support, and more. Many of you as partners may have been selling Exchange Online. It's actually one of our leading solutions for Office 365, and that comes in at $4 per user per month. This provides all that same capability, but for just one more dollar, adds all those additional online services I just talked about. So we think that's a really great opportunity to really secure that customer by providing solutions across their entire productivity stack. Of course, once you sell the customer Business Essentials, again, you have a couple upsell opportunities. First, you can ask them if they would like to add Office to complete the suite. So again, they're getting all those services. You can say, hey, is your version of Office outdated? Would you like a new one for only $7.50 more? We can provide you those full Office applications, access across your smartphone and tablets and more. Or alternatively, they would say, hey, no, I'm good with Office. I've got Office today. But you could ask them, would they like additional online services? So things like Dell, video content management, or supporting a hybrid deployment are things that E1 provides above and beyond Business Essentials. And so you could pitch them into that as another smooth upsell for $3 more per user per month. And as our third and last example, customers looking for IT in the cloud. Again, this can be really any size business. In this example, we picked 150, but really they're in a situation where they're running out of date productivity software and infrastructure, and they're just looking to go to the cloud. They're one of the businesses that's realized the benefits and value, and they're looking to move to the cloud. So in this case, we think that the first pitch is always going to for you to come and sell them Business Premium. So this includes all those Office applications, access across all your devices, plus all the online services that Office 365 provides. And that's a great place to start them. again, but either during this initial sales process, then you can sell them on that and then upsell them. Or again, you could sell them business premium 6 or 8 months later, come back and say, hey, you know, would you need some more additional features and capabilities like access or business intelligence or archiving, e-discovery and other things? And then you can move them up into obviously our most advanced suite there, Enterprise E3. So we again really want to reiterate that we feel like selling and pitching the business plans are often the best way to go, and then moving up in farther into the stack. And of course, once you sell the customer business premium, there's many other upsells that you can talk to them about. Again, when there's the ability to add things like Project and Visio and Dynamic CRM, now, which used to be only sold to enterprise plans, now you can add those to business premium. So lots of other the ways that you can make money on those customers as well. Sometimes customers are really interested in buying just one single piece of this puzzle. And sometimes it is simple to sell them just that piece and later come back and upsell them to more advanced plans where more money can be made and more services can be sold around. Here are three simple on-ramps that you can build offers around to grow your share of customers quickly, of which you can later upsell to a full suite. So here you see the three main upsells for Office 365. First is email. Again, this is actually one of our leading offers in Exchange right now. Exchange Online Plan, one at only $4 per user per month. You can sell this, and at any point in the future, you can move them to either a business or enterprise suite plan. Again, I would encourage you to consider selling Business Essentials for just one more dollar. You can add all those services. I think you can make that sale. The second on-ramp is Office Apps. So again, customer just wants Office. They're not interested in moving everything else to the cloud. They're just interested in having Office, but you can pitch them this idea of getting Office across all their devices and having Office be always up to date. You can sell them Business at $8.25 per user per month. And lastly, the last upsell here is document storage. So this is a growing category for both us and the market, where you can pitch customers on just OneDrive for Business by itself, without email, without link, without anything else, just the OneDrive suite itself. This is currently $2.50 per user per month. That's a promotion we're running. It's going up to $5 per user per month on October 1st. After that date, obviously this is when these new plans launch, we would suggest you sell Business Essentials, which comes in at $5 per user per month as well, which is the same price here as OneDrive for Business, and provides OneDrive plus things like Exchange, Link, SharePoint, Yammer, and more. So that'll be a more effective sell. But again, you can sell these customers on these, get them onto the service quickly, get them having good experiences, and then later move them to any business or enterprise suite plan. And I just want to reiterate, I've already brought this up a couple times as we've gone through these slides, but I want to reiterate this immediate upsell opportunity that we see. Exchange Online standalone customers represent a big base of customers currently using Office 365. So at that $4 per user per month, we know you've been really excited and selling the crap out of that right now. Very easily, you can come back to all those customers and say, hey, add 1 terabyte of storage and all these additional services for just $1. So you add things like OneDrive, Link, SharePoint, and Yammer for just one more dollar. We think that's a really interesting proposition, and a lot of customers would take you up on that. If you don't think, hey, why would I do that for just one more dollar? I think it's great because you basically inoculate your customer against any other solutions coming in. But I agree with you, so come back to them and not only pitch them that story, but tell them they can add Office Apps as well for just $6.50. So they can go into that business premium plan. They can get all those additional services I talked about, OneDrive, Link, SharePoint, and Yammer, plus adding Office across all their devices for just $6.50 more. We think there's a huge opportunity to move all those customers into business premium. Now let's finish up by taking a look at the key resources for selling Office 365 and where to find them. The first thing I want to point out is we have a ton of core resources for selling Office 365 to SMBs. So everything from pitch decks to leave behinds to email templates, tele-discussion guides, web banners, everything you could possibly need. You see the link on the bottom, aka.mswackbest. Follow through that link and you'll find all these resources listed for you to download and use and provide to your sellers for when they're talking to customers about why they should buy Office 365. So you have those assets to help you sell Office 365 and help the customer on their journey to the cloud. To help you, the partner, on your journey, we built Cloud SureStep. Cloud SureStep guides partners through a three-phase roadmap to help build a profitable cloud business with Microsoft Online Services. Whether you're just getting started or one of our top performing partners, Cloud SureStep provides you the right resources to continue to grow your business. Cloud SureStep today includes information related to Office 365, Windows Intune, Microsoft Azure, and CRM Online, with more to follow later this year. We are also investing in resources to help you sell the complete Microsoft story to your SMB customers. As you've heard in earlier sessions, Modern Biz is an integrated multi-million dollar campaign that tells the story of how Microsoft products can address key challenges SME customers face today. In practice, if you're talking to a customer about Office 365, you may start with the Office 365 specific materials and then leverage Modern Biz to extend that conversation and show how you can solve additional customer pain points. This cross-sell motion will help you have increased revenue and profitability, and just as importantly, increase the loyalty of customers. Alternatively, you can start by delivering this complete Modern Biz story to customers, where Office 365 plays a big part in solving customer pain points. Then, once you hear which issues the customers face most, you can drop down into specific solution materials like Office 365 to close the deal. For those of you who are a little more technical and are looking for technical resources, these can be found at ignite.office.com. Here we have all sorts of events listed that you can attend. We have webcasts we've filmed. We've got a bunch of video resources and decks that help go deep on Office 365, how your business can get started. So lastly, I just want to finish up with a couple next steps for you and areas where you can find more resources. So again, reiterating, you can find those core resources for selling Office 365 to SMBs at aka.mswackbest. Secondly, you can master the cloud pitch at SureStep, so please check out that resource. And thirdly, become familiar with Modern Biz. That will be a key point for us going forward. And also, don't forget to join the Office 365 Yammer group. We've got thousands of partners and coming together as a community with Office 365 engineers and marketers directly here from Microsoft to have conversations, answer questions, provide content and feedback. We've really seen partners get really excited once they've started using this, so you should check it out. So to recap, we've talked about how all of the changes we've made to our Office 365 plans will improve the ability for you to sell and provide customized solutions to your customers. We've talked about how to pitch Office 365 and how to sell the right plan to your customers and where you can find more resources. Thank you very much for the time today.